Why are you all here? This is a boring topic. I was not expecting so many folks, but I'm glad to see you. My name is Frank Eigler. I'm a Red Hat engineer. I don't have a BIOS site because I'm not that interesting, but I've been in free software for a couple of decades, almost three, quite a while. So this talk is about debugging information and another type of information that we hope to popularize storing online, so for occasional uses. Now, many of you guys know debuggers already, all good. The other subject is a little bit more esoteric, but we can still talk about it. I don't know if my mic is coming in okay?
No, the mic is just for the recording.
I know, okay. By the way, who's the next speaker after me? Is that person in the room? Good. I might be able to sell to you sometime. I'll keep this pretty short.
No, I don't want to.
If you buy...
I would have bought it.
Well, I offered you $10, but too late now. So this is boring. How we all write software, right? Source code, binaries come out. People packages up. Someone packages up the binaries into a distribution. Distribution goes out to people. People run binaries. Everything is happy ever after, right? That's all that ever happens, right? 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 So debugging is near and dear to me. I worked on the GDB debugger a little bit here and there back in the prehistoric times, and I've worked on debugger-like tools ever since. And despite all my effort to try and make debuggers irrelevant, we still have bugs in our software, and you still need the silly things. So unfortunately, here we are, and debugging is not so easy. So I have two parts of my presentation. This first part is about debugging information that's online. The second part will be about something else that's online that's tangential, but you'll see the connection pretty shortly. So many debuggers. You know how debugger... is everyone familiar with how debuggers work, roughly speaking? Really? Not you, Pedro. So the main... one of the main challenges of debuggers is that it has to operate at the machine level, at the register level, at the memory bits and bytes level in order to understand the operation of the program you're trying to debug. And this is despite the compiler doing its darndest to erase any remnant of how the original source code looked. It's trying to do its very best in nuking every unnecessary variable access, maybe tightening up the data structures, shuffling things in and out of registers all the time just to make things go damn fast. Compilers are dumb that way. Well, I mean, they're great, but if you need to debug, you need a sophisticated way of telling the debugger where to find all that stuff.